Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And yeah, as we were talking a while ago, Brian, I mean, if you're in school, back in the old days, we didn't care. But it seems as if nowadays, all the equipment, the electronics, and just the fact you're in an older building, you may not have air conditioning. So it's got to be tough.
Yeah, when it's 95 degrees out, who knows what it is in some of these post-war War II buildings. And we want to talk about it a little more with CEA President Jeff Leake. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. Listen, I mean, for me, like when we talked about COVID and there was all these issues about air circulation in our schools, I thought there was going to be some broader movement. Then we get a heat wave and a bunch of schools release early, which I didn't think was a thing. And is this more about liability or, I mean, do we need to really address this? Because, I mean, it just seems like to lose another day of school, because you know when they have a half day, I'm sorry to say, it's still not going to be that productive.
No.
Let's just be let's be honest.
Well, you know, it's not the full 5.5-6 hours or whatever, but you know, if it's a good solid four, you know, it's something. And I think I heard one of the superintendents say, "Why not go remote?" He said, "Because we know that in-person learning is best." So I want to get as many hours of in-person learning in as I possibly can. But you know, this has been a problem that we have been trying to get some movement on for years, if not almost a decade, I think, because there are way too many buildings in Connecticut that are sick. they cause both students and faculty to be ill as well. I mean, I know personally of a couple of teachers who have had to take multiple sick days off because of their asthma or whatever that's just you know, enhanced by coming into these schools. And you know, for us, between the money that's coming in from the Biden administration and some creative uses of bonding and so forth, this is a problem that we can get on and get movement on and allow even longer days. I mean, there's every once in a while there's talk of, you know, year-round schooling, for example. Mm-hmm. We couldn't even get close to that right now.
No.
As a school teacher myself, I've worked in some buildings. I was on the second floor in a couple of buildings. And during weather like this, all you want to do is get the heck out and so forth. And the kids, they're not really learning. They're just surviving.
No.
You know? Yeah, so.
Precisely. Well, then I think, you know, there's another whammy here. In addition to having to dismiss schools early, you also are at a disadvantage because of the amount of time that has to be made up from, you know, the magic of COVID.
Right. And this was enhanced because of COVID. And now what do we have? We have kids in school buildings hotter than heck, wearing masks, being more uncomfortable. Is their mind on learning? No. Their mind is on their comfort and their safety and so forth. So the faster we can get moving on this, and again, I think the $1.1 billion from the Biden administration, as I said, plus some creative uses of bonding in Connecticut. If we got on this, we could do some great work.
Do we just duck work? Whatever the building is, are we going to need new buildings? And
I don't know. Some.
And then my other question is: what's the percentage do you think of schools? I mean, I know it's a guess in Connecticut that have this problem. Is it half? Is it 2/3? I mean, what is it?
My guess would be 2/3 to 3/4.
Wow.
I know newer buildings you know, have been installed, have been built with air conditioning in, but sometimes not to the whole building, for example. So, you know, maybe certain places have it. I taught for a while in a computer classroom. Yeah, I was air conditioned, but the rest of the system wasn't, you know. So anyway, you know, it's just so doable. And I know we can't address the whole problem like right away. There's probably not that many HVAC and air conditioning installers around and so forth. But let's get started on it anyway, you know, and try to figure a path forward. We believe that, again, under the American Rescue Plan, this would be a great use of at least some of that money. Not all of it, but some of that to start to move forward.
Well, you know, the other thing is, and speaking of newer schools, they were designed not to have windows that can open. So, you know, not if you're getting fresh air outside, but I'm just saying.
You can't,
you don't even have that option. So, I mean, essentially, you're sealed, hermetically sealed in this building, and you'd better have air conditioning.
Exactly. You know, and again, I've talked to some teachers and been in some schools where, even though the windows are there, they don't open, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, some of our infrastructure here in terms of schools is, you know, decades old.
Yeah.
Going back to at least the 60s and 70s.
I would agree, yes.
And so forth. So, you know, and yeah, I mean, again, we're talking about helping kids make up, you know, some of the lost time, et cetera. So we could do that, but not in buildings that are 90-plus degrees over the next couple weeks and into August and so forth. We're starting school earlier than we normally did. We were always, almost always after Labor Day. Now many school districts are going in August, et cetera. So, this is a problem that can be solved. Not quickly, but solved.
Now, what would they do in 1981 or 71 or 61? I mean, the buildings are the same, so the heat would be the same. Would they just suck it up and do it? Have the school day?
Well, you know, I think it would come down to one of two things. Either you'd say, well, you know.
But what did they do? What did we do?
Yeah.
Back in the day? Like, did we ever have half
classes?
Days because it was too hot?
I go back a long, long ways. And
that's good.
I don't ever remember having a shortened day because of heat. But then again, you know, the emphasis wasn't so much on health and safety of everyone. Students were not as you know, ready to be, you know, have asthma and stuff like that. I mean, all of that stuff has increased over decades. So we have kids that, you know, are suffering from different kinds of ailments and so forth that perhaps they weren't when I was in school, which I'm not going to tell you how long ago that was. But anyway, so.
You're a man of experience. I got that.
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you for being able. So what happens now?
Well, again, so right now discussions are going on in schools and districts across the state about how to use the Biden money, the money coming from the Biden administration. We're urging our local presidents to get in those conversations and say, hey, this building has been unbearable for however long. Mm-hmm. Let's try working at that, you know. And we're also urging folks to consider it at the statewide level. We have been pushing some healthy schools legislation, again, for years. And we hope now that this kind of really highlights the whole thing and gets it moving.
Jeff, thank you much for being on. It's a pleasure talking to you, as always.
Always a pleasure, and you have a great day as well, okay?
You too.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate
it. You know,
the
sad thing was, is if you, let's say you let the kids out early, like at noon, okay, and they can go home. But they go home, and usually their home wasn't air-conditioned.
Right.
So you got no place to go.
But the parents make them play outside. And it's hot outside. Well, whatever. I mean, the kids
can play
in the spring. I just, you know, I just curious. I mean, it was
that's not a great question.
But it was not a fair question necessarily to ask him. But I don't ever remember having air conditioning, and I don't remember school getting called because it was hot. But I don't remember suffering through 95 degrees in my school. Like I don't have memories of that. I don't remember that.
Well, maybe you're basically you're hiding them.
Maybe they're repressed.
You're. Thank you. Repressed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.